Dementia is the second leading cause of death in Australia after heart disease, and new research reveals that it's just going to get worse. But it also shows that there are ways to lower your risk of getting dementia, and if you have a dementia diagnosis, there are things you can do to reduce the chance of disease worsening and improving your quality of life. Wendy John has this story.
By the time a baby born today is in their mid-30s, there will be over a million people living with dementia in Australia. This increase is expected to lead to an annual cost of well over $26 billion. That's roughly the GDP of Afghanistan. Professor Laurie Brown works at the National Centre for Social and Economic Modelling at the University of Canberra. Her team have been researching the cost and the size of the dementia problem.
If we did a national screening for dementia, we'd find around 485,000 people would have dementia. But many of those people aren't diagnosed. And Alzheimer's disease contributes to 75% of all of those cases. So the number of people we studied was 170,000 people. And that number will increase by nearly double, actually, by the time we get to 2041. And by which time we'll see around 290,000 people.
This forecast has big implications for health services infrastructure.
The impact on hospital and aged care is going to be very significant. So the annual cost at the moment is around $15.5 billion. And by 2041, that's going to increase to over $26 billion. So that's an annual cost. But in terms of aged care, over 50% of people in aged care facilities have dementia. And we know from our research that if you have moderate or severe Alzheimer's disease, you have a 44% chance of living in residential aged care. But if you only have mild dementia, it's about 2 in every 100 people would be in residential aged care.
But not all dementia diagnoses will end up requiring hospitalisation, and focusing on those mild cases is where significant benefit can be gained.
About 1 in 5 people will progress to having moderate or severe Alzheimer's disease. And it's having moderate or severe Alzheimer's disease that raises those burden of care and costs. But I also want to emphasise many people within the community, partners, family members, friends, neighbours, are providing that really crucial informal care. And so if you can reduce that ongoing disease burden, you're minimising the caregiver impact. And that's particularly important in rural and regional communities where people may not have access to the specialist dementia care services.
Professor Laurie's team have been researching how to minimise the progression of dementia and even reduce the risk of getting dementia in the first place.
What we want to try to do is stop the onset of Alzheimer's disease. And that's maintaining good brain health. Undertake regular exercise. Exercise your mind. Continue education. You know, go to classes. Keep reading your newspapers. Do puzzles. Also a key element is to maintain social interaction. So try not to isolate at home. I know in COVID times that's very difficult, but you want that ongoing social participation. Look after your diet. So those sorts of things will help stop developing Alzheimer's disease.
For people living with dementia and their friends and family, sometimes the prognosis seems very bleak. But a new technology platform called Step Up for Dementia is connecting Australian dementia patients with research, speeding up the rate of scientific research on the disease.
Step Up for Dementia is an online poster and telephone service that connects people interested in volunteering for dementia research with researchers recruiting for their studies. It's rather similar to an online dating service in the way that it matches people with research studies based on their characteristics like age, location and diagnosis.
Step Up for Dementia has over 1,500 participants volunteering for research through the platform.
they have been able to participate in a range of research studies, and people find it worthwhile to be able to be part of discovering new evidence, but also feeling that they have contributed to new science.
Professor Yoon-hee Jung is keen to recruit more participants, especially those in rural areas.
Professor Laurie Brown, Emeritus Professor at the University of Canberra, and Professor Yoon-hee Jung from the University of Sydney, speaking there with Wendy John.